In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Many prophets of doom have come down through the ages since the time of Jesus Christ, predicting the end of the world. But to many a sigh of relief, the prophets have been proven false. And Jesus warns us not to heed them, for he is the one true prophet that comes from God our Father. For those in today's gospel listening to Jesus Christ, he must have sounded like another prophet of doom. They were interested in learning about the precise time, the warning signs for the last day, so that they could be prepared for the big event. And Jesus Christ told them very clearly that they were not to worry about times or signs, but to be continually prepared at all times, a message which is worth repeating for you and I this day in this Mass. There are a number of lessons to learn from today's Gospel, but one prevailing lesson to learn is that life at times is bound to be difficult for all of us, apart, as Jesus Christ points out, from appalling disasters like tsunamis or famines, which are indiscriminately destructive. Calamities like that are also bound to test your faith and mine. As you and I know from our human experiences, there are personal difficulties that each and every one of us will all encounter in our lives. The relationships that break down because of irreconcilable differences and difficulties. The death of those we love, which leaves a gap unfilled in our lives forever, and which leaves us with a profound sense of loss and grief. The failure to achieve in life the vision we had in our youth. The disappearance of friends who are in our social circles as the years go by. Any one of these experiences can put pressure on our faith. That is why today's Gospel encourages you and I to perseverance in faith, and most importantly, to fidelity to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. The second point I would like to make is that today's readings sound both a warning and a hopeful note for you and I. We are reminded that we must expect suffering and pain and loss and destruction in the process of growing in Jesus Christ. But through all this, the day of the Lord dawns for us. Hence the importance of endurance or perseverance. Perseverance in faith, shown in practice. Faith brought into the nooks and crannies of everyday living. Faith is a drama evolved in three acts. It involves listening to God's word, accepting it vitally, and carrying out the practical consequences of such acceptance. The last act of the drama is so often overlooked, hence the opening prayer of our Mass this day. Father of all that is good, keep us faithful in serving you, for to serve you is our lasting joy. And the same point is underlined in the second reading. We can never rest on our oars because we have the good news of Jesus Christ and we have accepted it in our lives. We cannot await Christ coming in idleness nor with unnecessary anxiety. The Christian way to prepare for the last times is through faithful and enduring perseverances at our daily tasks. This involves no gossip in taking people's characters by character assassination. Living lives that are compatible with the Gospel, albeit going to Mass, appreciating that we are in the company of the real presence, Jesus Christ, in the Eucharist, being totally honest in our dealings with each other and, most importantly, with God, and avoiding sharp practices that destroy people's lives. The list is endless. Finally, I believe we must stay awake at all times, praying, being in conversation with Jesus Christ. And if we do this, you and I, then we will have the strength to stand with confidence before Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, which is put so eloquently for us all in the Gospel acclamation of the Mass this day. And just to remind you what that is, stay awake, praying at all times, for the strength to stand with confidence before the Son of Man. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.